You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago is on the phone line to take up the forecast. Let's start here in the Midwest, Mike. Over this past couple of days and maybe through the next 24 hours, there'll be a lot of rainfall across the Midwest. Not so much concerned about that, but impact of it as we go through the next 2 weeks and what temperatures might look like and whether the soil temps at the 4-inch level might come up enough to get to the point where we'll get to 50 degrees, whether we'll be ahead or behind or where we stand at the moment, and the kinds of things that come with early spring. What do you see?
Well, temperatures across southern Illinois at the topsoil level have warmed into the lower 50s over the last couple of days. So we're starting to see the first signs that we are going to be able to plant, at least just based on that topsoil reading. The real problem we have, though, as you mentioned, is that we do have heavy rain occurring. Not only over the last 24 hours, but it will continue at times through the next 24 hours. And again, it looks like Sunday and Monday. So we have a few more rounds of rain to go through, especially from the southern Corn Belt through the Delta. From right around Champaign-Urbana, more off to the south, that's where the best rain chances are over the next 5 days. Once you get later into next week, it does dry out a bit, but it does turn unseasonably cool for several days. And with that cool pattern, one thing we have to monitor is that when you have cool temperatures aloft, it's very easy to pop scattered showers all across the region during the afternoons. So we think it won't be completely dry next week, even though it will be drier without an organized rain system beyond the Sunday-Monday period. After that, it does warm up substantially. We have fairly high confidence in a big warm-up starting in about a week from now. So say next Thursday, Friday, we'll start to see temperatures into the 60s and 70s across a large portion of the Corn Belt. The only problem is that we do see cool fronts moving across the Great Lakes, which will temper warming. And more importantly, it looks like there also is a high probability for Gulf winds to start to blow northward and transport high humidity back into the Delta and the Corn Belt. This sets up a situation that's fairly conducive to periods of heavy rain beginning around Friday or Saturday next weekend and then continuing at times into mid-April. So once you put all this together, we're not super excited about chances for planting to begin in timely fashion, simply because we have cool conditions right now. We also have rain occurring over the next 5 days. And even though it does begin to warm up, it doesn't stay very warm, and we also see better rain chances with that warm-up. So, again, once you put all this together, we do have a little bit, we can make an argument, we should say, that we won't have a great start to planting for corn this year. But keep in mind, yields are primarily driven by weather that occurs much later in the season. So even though it might not be ideal from that perspective, it's not necessarily detrimental either.
In just a minute left, a very quick look at the beginning of the growing season in China.
Well, China has been unseasonably warm in recent weeks, and that pattern will continue. Although they have been very dry over the last month as well, this is an area that is very dry at this time of the year. Over the last 30 days or so, average rainfall is only around one-third to two-thirds of an inch across the key regions. So from that perspective alone, all you really need is one rain event, and you're right back to normal. Their climate is similar to that of western Kansas and eastern Colorado at this time of the year, where it's very dry. But then they turn sharply wetter once we get into May and June. So at this point, we're looking for rapid planting across China simply because of the mild conditions. But eventually, we'll be looking for more rain.
Thanks so much, Mike. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.